The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of a joke is out of hand.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
We are loaded this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Lots of interviews we got to pick up from Autism One. Also, Petros Argyrou is joining us from Greece to give us the update on the European Union, a little economic, socio-political, geopolitical healing this hour. Who else is joining us? We have Robert Radford talking ADHD, overcoming ADHD. We got Tammy Goldstein overcoming Asperger's in her daughter. And we're going to kick it right off with the backstory on the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Act.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we talk about the ways to heal. But what about the freedom to heal? What about the legal side of healing? Is there one? There is, and especially in the realm of vaccines, vaccine injuries, and things like that. We have Susan Lee here at Autism One. We're going to get her on for the first time, and this will just be a brief intro to what she is doing, and that is what we're about to find out. Susan Lee, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you so much for having me.
So how did we first connect? What was our connection point to get together here at Autism One?
Well, we met through a mutual contact, and I know about your show. I've heard of it, and I'm an attorney, and I'm here speaking about the legal risks of vaccination.
Legal risk, because when you say that, and I say, okay, what about that National Vaccine Injury Compensation Kangaroo on Constitutional Court, right?
Right.
It absolves responsibility of those companies that you know, are responsible for damaging these children.
Well, what's interesting is a lot of people don't know the history behind that piece of legislation giving vaccine manufacturers virtual immunity, and it was the DTP vaccine. That's the diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis vaccine. And I've actually written an article about it, and it documents how this vaccine was dangerous, and the science was documenting it for decades. And vaccine manufacturers had the ability to make a safer version of that vaccine, but was very lackadaisical. So you can see historically, you know, just where vaccine safety is.
This is a classic reason why you would have a legal system that would say, we need our day in court to show that we've been damaged, for instance, as kids or many kids in that regard. And I imagine that the risk to the vaccine manufacturers was that they would be sued out of existence. And so they went to Congress and said, we're not going to make these things unless you absolve us of liability. And that's a sweet deal for any company, much less industry. If you can make a product that can kill people and still keep right on making it and make it very profitable.
Yes, that's what, as an attorney, I try to point out, that vaccines legally are classified as unavoidably unsafe products. And they are drugs, so they are regulated by the Food and Drug Administration, or the FDA. And unlike prescription drugs, it is very difficult to sue a vaccine manufacturer. So you can see, historically, through the history of this vaccine, how it is very difficult now with discovery. Now, when they had DTP litigation, you could see how for many decades they had the ability to make a safer vaccine, and they knew that this vaccine had...
Which makes it even worse. It's not like they could say, well, there's no other option. They knew there were other options.
Right, and actually there was a case, a Supreme Court case in 2011, where an infant girl who was damaged by the DTP vaccine brought her parents brought the case to court asking for damages because she was severely damaged. However, the Supreme Court dismissed this case.
On the basis of the NVIC Compensation Act?
Well, she went through, the way it works is you have to go through the VICP first.
Right.
And what the VICP is the Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. And that was created as a result of the DTP vaccine. So that's related to this act, this National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act of 1986.
Right.
Because they were trying to compensate for those who were injured, and they were trying to protect the vaccine manufacturers who were claiming that they were going to go out of business because of the liability from this vaccine.
Susan Lee is our guest real briefly here. Sacrificing children's safety for vaccine supply, non-existent safeguards for remedying mandatory, defectively designed vaccines. There's a PDF link or an abstract link to the paper that was published on this issue. So are you calling for the overturn of the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Act program?
Well, actually, I'm starting an advocacy group with Robert Krakow, who's another attorney, and it's called Vaccine Injury Justice Center. And we are trying to create opportunities for more justice for these families who have been affected by vaccines. So, you know, please feel free to approach me and give me ideas. I mean, there are things happening now with congressional hearings, I understand, that are upcoming about the vaccine injury compensation program.
Right. Yeah, I think that, you know, the concept of justice is everybody getting what they deserve.
Well, in my article, you'll see historically how this injury compensation court has evolved over time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually very adversarial now,
right.
And a lot of the costs and burdens have been shifted to the petitioners. So in a snapshot, you know, an administrative change looks benign, it looks innocuous, but over time you can see how it has dramatically transformed the nature of the way these claims are adjudicated.
Right. Well, listen, we don't have a lot of time this time, but I feel like this is the first time, perhaps of many visits with you, because I'm passionate about this, as you are, within that realm, to see where we can go, how we can support these efforts at the Vaccine Injury Justice Center. Is there a website for that?
It's forthcoming. Like I said,
okay,
it's newly evolving.
Okay. All right.
And so,
I was thinking she was holding out on me. I was going to cross-examine her.
No, not a good idea.
But I just think people should be aware there is a safety gap because of the Supreme Court ruling. And so this is an important piece of information.
Agreed.
Information people need to know in order to make informed decisions. No entity is overlooking vaccine safety.
Beautiful. Susan, thank you for your efforts. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you so much.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Revisiting all the wonderful friends and healers we connected with at Autism One in Chicago. The gift of that conference keeps on giving. Craniosacral therapy. I had some of that done while I was at the conference. It's a wonderful technique. Maybe you know about it. Maybe you don't. But we have a special guest that's going to talk about it briefly with us. She's the author of a book, award-winning book, Coming Through the Fog. Her name, Tammy A. Goldstein. Tammy, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you for having me.
Well, it sounds like you had to learn the hard way about healing through your being a mom, your daughter.
Absolutely. I was a travel agent when she was diagnosed, and none of the traditional therapies at the time were working. My occupational therapist actually was trained in this technique, cranial sacral therapy. The response was so profound, we incorporated it into our multidisciplinary approach. My daughter now has functioning recovery, where they wanted to institutionalize her when she was 13.
Wow. That's huge. Now, obviously here at Autism One, where we connected, there are hundreds if not thousands of things that are helpful, right? You know, I talk about mercury detox. I talk about healing the gut. This is probably a profound, if we call it a structural relationship, working with the structure of the skull or other aspects of the body.
It does. You have a separate system in your body called the cranial sacral system.
Mm-hmm.
It's made up of the brain, the membranes in the brain, the fluids, the bones of the skull, face, and mouth, and the spinal column. And it gives off a rhythm. And by administering cranial sacral therapy, you can invoke corrections in the brain. It improves brain function.
Beautiful. Now, when I did this session, very little physical manipulation was taking place. A lot of very subtle, I feel, energetic support.
transfer. I mean, there were changes that were happening for me in it, and it wasn't like something you got to force it, you got to push it. There wasn't that happening.
No. In fact, if your hand is too heavy doing cranial sacral therapy, you really will not be doing that therapy. It is a very light touch. We use the bones of the skull as leverage because the membrane system underneath it, when you act on that, it makes corrections below that membrane system.
Nice. It's beautiful because that subtlety is often overlooked with the violence of modern medicine, right?
Yes, it is.
And so when people look at it and they go, well, how could that do something? There's no force there. Mm-hmm. We have been manipulated into believing the only way to get anything accomplished is through brute force.
Correct. And most people think, and the responses from cranial sacral therapy are very subtle, but we see our most profound responses from kids. I've had nonverbal children begin to speak on the table after you remove the restriction pattern through the temporal bones, because speech comes from the temporal bones.
Right.
So it's been very powerful, even in my own office now.
Mm-hmm. So using this technique, how old is your daughter now?
My daughter's now 27.
Wow.
She was diagnosed at 13.
And they wanted to institutionalize her? They were
40 seizures a day. Oh. And she escalated to the point where she's so sensitive, she would have shutdown of up to 5 days where she couldn't walk or talk.
Wow.
So as luck would have it, my OT was very in tune with the new pulse of what's going to help with autism, and we did the whole biomedical support. I had doctor after doctor telling me it was bunk and I was wasting my money.
Yeah.
And look at my daughter now.
Right.
Graduated
right.
High school, a technical school, drives a car, holds down a job, bought her own house in 2012.
That's
never
a beautiful
institutionalized.
Story.
Pharmaceutical drugs.
How many children that didn't have a mom like you might have gone down a different road or have gone down a different road? That's why I'm glad, you know, we were able to connect with you here to share this. Now, your book, Coming Through the Fog, A Mother Shares Her Journey of Her Daughter's Recovery from Autism and Sensory Processing Disorder to Functioning Recovery and Independent Living While Providing Helpful Tips for Other Parents. Again, comprehensive what you've covered here. How do people get the book?
Well, you can get it for a variety of ways. It's available at www.comingthroughthefog.com. It's available at the Upledger Institute, so you can go to upledger.com. They have a product line. They're representing it. Amazon, Barnes & Noble.
Fantastic. So where do you go from here? As I said, I don't want to, and I don't think you do either, want to say, all you have to do is cranial sacral therapy. I mean, obviously,
absolutely
we have to integrate
not.
So many things.
Absolutely not. I tell my parents that I work with, and 40% of my clientele are children. If somebody says, take this, it'll cure your child, I say run.
Mm-hmm.
Not that whatever product they're giving you might not be helpful.
Sure.
It is a multidisciplinary approach to achieve functioning recovery.
Yeah, so you have that global view as well. I appreciate
absolutely.
That very much. Yeah,
absolutely.
And sometimes it takes a lot of things. It's not one thing, right?
It takes a lot of things. And you want to continue doing those things until about 18 to 21 when the growth plates of that child shut down.
Mm-hmm.
Because that child is continuing to develop until
perfect.
18 to 21.
Tammy Goldstein, you're a breath of craniosacral fresh air.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here at
thank
Autism
you.
One. Great to connect. We'll talk again.
All right.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or visit carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we're back at it. It's time to do a little bit more economic geopolitical healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show with our I hesitate to call him a roving reporter. He's over there in Greece. I don't know how far he roves from Greece, but we're glad to have him on board giving us some updates from the European Union. What's happening within that and the seeming maybe dissolution? Could I be using too strong a word too soon? It looks like there's growing movements among many European nations to pull out of the European Union. Let's get the update. Petros, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
My pleasure.
So are we genuinely seeing a nationalist movement in a number of the states that have signed on to the EU? And is it just Greece and Turkey, or are there others even within the northern European countries that seem to be more wealthy at this point?
This is a movement, political movement that is gaining momentum everywhere in Europe. Even in countries that are not affected by the crisis of German policies.
Here in America, of course, we saw Ron Paul speak out against this foreign intervention, International Monetary Fund scenario, where the banks seemingly control in a supranational fashion the policies within any given country, run roughshod, dominate them, or go into their countries and steal their national resources and leave them in debt. Are you seeing the awareness of that message growing among
some of the member states in Europe?
Absolutely. Most of the political parties that gain a large percentage and the trust of the voters are totally for that. It's a kind of Ron Paul message. Get your hands out of your filthy hands out of our countries, out of our banks, out of our economies, and out of our way of life.
So this is a movement that we've seen here in America from what I guess some would consider the conservative right, but it's not the neocon foreign interventionist right. It's those that feel like we should mind our own business, stop meddling everywhere. And we've seen some pushback on the left, but there are some on the left that are also now coming to the understanding that maybe it's not best for, let's say, a social agenda to be everywhere for everyone instead, you know, ignoring their own people. So there is an alignment to some degree of left and right in a small way still. We'll see how it pairs in the next American elections. But what evidence do you have to show for this movement, this growing awareness of wanting to pull out of something like the IMF or the EU?
Well, the results of the elections are self-evident. We have in Hungary a very strong political personality. His name is Viktor Orbán, who kicked IMF out of Hungary in 2012. And he actually ridiculed them because he paid his last dose early. And he made ridicule out of the IMF. He confronted Germany. He actually reminded the Chancellor Angela Merkel that the previous form of German expansionism was called Nazism, and that the Nazis invaded his country before it would dance.
Wow.
And yeah, he's a very strong personality. He's like a Vladimir Putin of Hungary, and the people absolutely adore him because he brought them back their dignity.
We talked about Putin and what Russia was doing and how it was being portrayed here in the West in America, different from what was actually happening. Does this Prime Minister of Hungary, this Orban, is he looking to expand the borders of Hungary and invade neighboring countries? Is that what they're going to say he's trying to do?
No, they have accused him of being a neo-Nazi, a fascist. Some other guys accused him of being a communist. So the contradictory claims they made about him actually make up the truth. He's not nothing, none of the above.
So you perceive, Petros, that his message, the new Hungarian prime minister, his message is nationalism, let's take care of ourselves, and let's kick out the foreigners.
And it's very clear, he never made any other claims.
That's got to be a struggle for the internationalist who... as you say, they are claiming that it's maybe a neo-Nazi fascist movement, and the irony is here is saying that don't you remember the last time Germany came to Hungary, they came with tanks.
Okay, we have in Greece, we have a political party who gained a very large percentage of Greek voters in the EU elections. It's called Golden Dawn, and this is actually a political party which appears to be nationalist, but... it is clearly nostalgic of the Nazi era. So we have a political party here in Greece, which has elements of a real Nazi party.
Interesting. Hold on. Hold that thought. We got to take a quick break here. We're doing some geopolitical healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Petros Argyrou. Check out all the links online at robertscottbell.com, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver Gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Although many of you are used to me doing physical, emotional healing, you know, issues, the reality is we cover it all on the Robert Scott Bell Show, including mental and economic and political healing. And we get an international perspective because we do have an audience around the world, rebroadcast through UK Health Radio as well as Digital Radio Dash 103 Down Under in Australia, and downloads through iTunes, which is now worldwide. And Petros has been with us for quite some time reporting on many issues, including public health issues. But right now, the economics and the independence and sovereignty of different nations in Europe are on the line with the growth of the EU as it is aligned with the IMF and the World Bank and its various incarnations. That if you're not aware, you should read about these stories. They're written up in many books and articles about how the world bankers go into a nation, promise it improvements in infrastructure through loan guarantees, etc., and then leave the countries in debt, massive debt, that causes them to basically own or control the politicians in that country. But how long? Much longer? Let's find out. Petros, are we nearing the end of that domination? Are we still going to see another decade of struggle before the people of each country say, enough, get the bankers out of here?
Well, in this current stage of conflict, it's pretty clear that the internationalists have the upper hand. But this is all changing pretty soon. I was mentioning the Golden Dawn party, who has Nazi elements in it. Your listeners would be delighted to hear that people in Greece and in Europe compared this Nazi party with, guess what, the Tea Party. So everyone who is a nationalist is automatically declared a right, extreme right winger or a Nazi or something like that.
Yeah, our leftist friends here in America will often call the people in the Tea Party racist.
they use this propaganda very extensively in Europe as well.
Yeah, exactly.
There are some radical left parties which find, which are not for the total loss of national sovereignty, and they use other spectrum accusations of propaganda against them. They call them terrorists and stuff like that. Even I would like to stress something for our listeners of Irish descendants. In the local Irish elections, which happened the same time with the EU elections, the Sinn Féin, the party who was related, I don't know if the accusations then, with the Irish Revolutionary Army.
Right.
Got a lot more of parliament seats, and it finished second. Now, what did they do to stop the Sinn Féin threat? They jailed its leader, Gerry Adams, for a crime that the IRA supposedly committed in 1972. And they jailed him last month for temporary, but they jailed him to stop the growth of Sinn Féin.
Now, who is this in the United Kingdom, this UKIP? They evidently have gained some followers there, significant followers, a party of independence, and this guy, Nigel Farage. Is that who you're mentioning, or is this someone else?
No, this is another occasion. I was talking about the leader of Sinn Féin in Ireland.
Yeah, I just want to be sure we're clear on the distinction, because yes, we are aware of Sinn Féin as well as the Irish Republican Army and a little bit of that history. Of course, the ruling, whoever's the ruling elites of that time, if they don't like them, they call you a terrorist. If they do like you, you're a freedom fighter. And that's how it goes. But in the United Kingdom, to hear that
it's another strong political party that's strong. It's got strong with these elections, the United Kingdom Party, led by Nigel Farage. And he simply wants to get the UK out of the European Union. And he has good reasons to do so, because in 2000, this year, in 2014, there's a referendum in Scotland that the voters will decide whether they want Scotland to be independent and join the EU or continue to be in the United Kingdom. So even this European Union is threatening even the United Kingdom. And with the Sinn Féin getting stronger and Scotland have a chance to become independent, we might not talk about Great Britain anymore. We might talk about Medium Britain or Small Britain.
It's
Petros, it's fascinating because there are people discussing that here in the United States of states seceding from the union at this point if the federal government does not, you know, fall back in line with the limitations written specifically in the Constitution here. So we're seeing a global movement toward more localization by the people who live in the area, which I think ultimately could be a good thing, although they'll probably try to claim it's more likely to be more wars. But how many more wars have happened under centralized bureaucracies?
I have no problem with the federalization or more unification. What the problem is that they're doing it in a fascist way.
Right.
Disregarding the people's need, disregarding democracy, and overthrowing values and which without there can be no Western civilization. Western civilization is built upon some values. Most of them are democratic.
Right.
So if they want to destroy democracy to have a united economy, I say no.
Yeah. Well, even Denmark, you say the Danish People's Party is now up at about 25%. They're more nationalistic.
They finished first in the Euro elections.
They finished
and
first.
They want less influence from the Brussels, and they want their country back.
So these are some people had predicted that this inevitably would happen with the centralization of a United States of Europe through the EU, that eventually the people of the given countries will find out that maybe it wasn't such a good deal after all. But
yes.
You think that it was only the rebellion now in southern Europe with Greece and other countries that have been left holding the bag, or the money has just been pulled from the bank accounts there. But if you're saying it's happening in Austria,
everywhere.
And Holland?
Everywhere, even in the countries that are not affected by the crisis. They see a crisis in democracy. They see a crisis in national sovereignty, so they want their country back. That's the main problem for now. And we have a striking example of France. In France, Front National of Marine Le Pen finished first. And the Socialist Party of President François Hollande has acquired only 13% of the total votes. 13%. Can you imagine that? The president of France.
The Socialist Party only had 13%. You had a Nationalist Party gaining 27?
13. A bit above 10%.
Yeah, exactly. And so the movement even in France is there. Are they calling for the return of the French franc?
Very strong. Marine Le Pen might be the next president of France. And she will not tolerate this kind of Europe. And she is fed up with with a cultural cocktail, especially with the Muslims that are not compatible with the civil society.
So the question is, Petros, in a new Europe that if they're successful, ultimately, I think they will inevitably, because it's just the nature of where this is moving, decentralization. The question is, do we go into a one country domination scenario? I mean, who's got the most oil? Is it Russia again coming back as the last dominating party? I don't know how much. I know manufacturing is still heavy in Germany, but do they have access to oil? What's going to happen?
I don't think that this is going to be a struggle about the absolute dominance of one country.
Okay.
I think this is going to turn out this way. But the example doesn't even work for Germans. We have a new political party. It was created some months ago, and it has gained 7% of the total votes of the Germans. And it's about more power to the German people. It's about doubting the euro as in its current form. And it got 7%. And there is a hidden struggle in Germany right now, because the Constitutional Court of Germany is actually a pain in the ass of the plans for federalization, because federalization uses tools that weaken democracy. So the Federal Constitutional Court in Germany will not tolerate such behavior. So they want to weaken its power. Merkel and her policies want to weaken the Federal Constitutional Court. I don't think this is acceptable in the U.S., Germany, Greece, or anywhere in the world.
So if there's dissent even in Germany, and without Germany there is no EU. I mean, right? Let's face it. They're the biggest economy now in the EU, and they probably feel like they're funding everybody else at this point.
Yes, but who benefited from the German funding? The only one who benefited from the funding was the German banks, not even the German people.
Right.
The inequality in Germany has actually increased dramatically in the past few years. So who actually benefits from German policies? Is it the German people? No.
Incredible. Now, the people that are calling the EU into question and the policies coming from the centralized bureaucracy, much less the IMF behind it, they're using similar tactics to disparage them, much like we see in America, like I said, calling the Tea Party racist. They're being called Euroskeptics, as if that's bad to be skeptical about a European Union, or extreme right wings. They use the term racist, as you say here, and even neo-Nazi. Is it working in the same way it did in the past? Are people beginning to see through these names that they're using?
Well, it's obvious by the results of the elections that the propaganda is not working that well. It is obvious that more and more people are getting immune to the propaganda, and they want to talk about real politics and real policies. It is obvious that people don't bite anymore of the propaganda that unification will bring more happiness, more democracy.
Right.
And I'm telling you, I'm not against federalization or even great further integration, but they're doing it in the complete wrong way, completely wrong
sure.
way.
Sure. Well, listen, what you're bringing to us here, the primary listenership here in America, although it is worldwide, is the reality that there's no part of the world that is untouched by this change in consciousness, people seeing through some of the lies and propaganda, not fully, but little bit by little bit, dissent that may bring the people back to, let's say, those that which should be focused or served by the government rather than globalists, internationalists, and banksters. We've got to go, Petros, but we'll stay in touch, and I appreciate your updates. They're very helpful us to see the healing that must take place on a geopolitical level as well.
Thank you very much. It's always a pleasure to discuss with you, make the listeners more aware about the global environment that we're living in.
Great. Global healing update. We'll get there. Stay cool in Greece this summer. It could get pretty hot.
It always does.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Corolla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate, yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods, or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, you know, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion 4 Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, more healing from Autism One. And this is an interesting discussion, Super Don, we're going to get into. Of course, people make jokes about attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. I certainly have referenced it as not being evidence of a Ritalin deficiency, that idea that, oh, we got to drug everybody that has this so-called ADHD. Well, I don't know that there's a biomarker test, blood, fecal, anything like that. So, oh, yeah, that's definitely. But what is it?
No, here's a questionnaire. Oh, you've got ADHD.
Right. No, it's, we think you got it here. Take this drug. Here's a guy that probably knows a lot better. His name, Robert Radford. Your journey through ADHD and using it to your advantage, whatever it might be.
Sure. As a young boy in school, you know, I was that kid who wanted to help the teacher at everything and wanted to help every student, and I'm running around the room and just always got good grades just by sitting there paying attention enough. Every report card down the comment section, Robert is an excellent student, but if he would just learn to control his mouth and not talk so much, was a typical comment every report card period. And then as I got older, I thought, well, wow, I've got all this energy. Why don't I use it instead of just flying around off at the handle and just running around like a chicken with my head cut off?
Right.
Making a list was the first thing that I thought was probably my first tool that I used. If I had a list in front of me, I can knock that list off, you know, a day's long list. By 10 o'clock, I'm done.
I wonder if I would be diagnosed into the ADHD spectrum, if there is one. Because when I go into a big health food store with a million items in it, I can't do it without
one. That is, you know what, that is visually overwhelming.
Yeah.
I'm standing at the toothpaste aisle, and I'm going, hey, Tap, something. Can you show me where the Crest is? Like, what's right in front of you? It's like, I can't see it.
Right. Dude, if you're asking for Crest, there's a problem.
Well, no, I mean, I just use Crest.
Teaser, all right?
Yeah. Okay.
So, anyway, we got you identified this issue that you had. You begin to learn how to use it to your advantage, I imagine.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right. Like I said, a list. Once I made a list, and I could check it off and knock these things off. Like I said, a whole day's worth of work. At 10 o'clock, it's like, okay, what's next? I'm done.
Okay, so you got ability to do a lot. So are you helping others to realize that there are ways to deal with the so-called scenario situation?
That's my passion.
That's your passion.
I'm an occupational therapist, and I spent 13 years working in the school districts.
Okay.
And my job is to make everybody able to access the curriculum and try to make everybody a better student, give them the ability to learn.
Right.
And then through game and play, you're teaching these lessons of paying attention and all these valuable lessons that these kids don't have.
Mm-hmm.
So then the earlier I start with the student, the faster I see the ability for them to start taking over control for themselves.
You're talking students age?
Preschool to 12, I'm working with.
To K through 12.
Pre-K.
Pre-K to 12. And are you with the Inava Center?
Like I said, 13 years in the school districts, and their infinite wisdom in Ohio, they have been 17 years to be found unconstitutionally funding their schools, but nothing has been done to change that.
Yeah, typical. Yeah.
So they come to me and... Yeah, by April 1st, they have to tell me, you're RIFT, reduction in force. We don't have a job for you next fall, but maybe we'll figure out something. Well, then they come back and they offer me, well, we'll offer you a 60% job where you work 3 days a week. I go, okay, great, I'll be semi-retired. I'll be practicing when I retire. I'll be good at it. So you reduce my caseload by 40% too. Oh, no, you still have the 100% caseload.
Oh, man.
And I said, okay, well, wait, let me think on that. I have to August to respond to them.
Okay.
And I know I would die trying, and I might get pretty good at, but that's not fair to the kids.
Right.
If you're trying to make 100% caseload done in 3 days.
No, you can't.
That's not fair to the
it's
students.
It's not honoring not fair to the healing process. So
that's when I just said, well, sorry, thanks, but no thanks. And then I went into this
Inava Center.
Yes, they reached out and were looking for an occupational therapist. They had tried the model using a physical therapist,
mm-hmm.
and then they decided that OT is in more arenas,
yes.
able to get into more places.
Right.
And so contacted me, and I fell in love with, I mean, in the interview, every second I was there, I'm saying, this is what I need. If I could write a job description for myself, mm-hmm. I would write the job I have right now.
Cool. Well, listen, everybody check it out, Inava Center, A-N-N-A-V-A, center.com. It's in Ohio.
Yes.
There's a phone number listed, 440-527-8070, 440-527-8070. I appreciate you stopping by.
Thank you very much, Robert.
And, you know, what you're doing is bringing the power to heal back to the people, and I appreciate that.
That's where it belongs. The power to heal belongs in the people's hands.
Right, and the power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best. Best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.